Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
As a result of press releases issued by President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and the Canadian Prime Minister in Waco, Texas in 2005, and repeated in Cancun, Mexico in 2006, the U.S. Department of Commerce has set up working groups from the three countries to write agreements designed to achieve open borders among the three countries for goods, services, and people. This was all approved by President Bush under the name Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Congress played no part in setting up this Security and Prosperity Partnership, but the plans have been laid out in U.S. government press releases and on government websites. A press release from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security stated bluntly, "The United States, Canada, and Mexico entered into an unprecedented trilateral security and prosperity partnership to establish a single integrated program for North American travelers by 2008. Government documents released under the Freedom of Information Act reveal that this plan is far advanced in putting together a new trilateral bureaucracy with Mexico and Canada that is aggressively rewriting a wide range of U.S. administrative law. These plans are confirmed on the White House website, which states, quote, "In June 2005, our three governments released detailed work plans identifying key initiatives that form an ambitious agenda of collaboration. We have worked to implement these initiatives. We affirm our commitment to complete a trilateral regulatory cooperation framework by 2007. The White House calls all this just a dialogue. I suggest you ask your congressman to call a congressional investigation so Congress and the American people can participate in the dialogue about these plans."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. For complete information on the World Trade Organization, the proposal to place American military forces under UN command, and the dangerous New World Order, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the latest on world government. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, for every action, there's an equal and opposite criticism. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It was back on September the 7th, just about a month ago, that I had Kimmy Lewis on the show with me. And I see some interesting information here that Kimmy would be interested in. This is another one of those Lee Pitts articles concerning the state fair in Colorado. And he goes like this. So far, the federal government has not required 4-H cakes to be identified, but anything is possible. ID'd, that is, with a chip. He's being a little sarcastic there. And he says, in April of 2005, the USDA called for both mandatory registration of livestock premises and individual animal identification. That plan caused such a backlash that in November of 2006, the USDA backtracked and said, we must emphasize that NAIS is a voluntary program at the federal level, and USDA has no plans to make participation in any component of the program mandatory. So, if the program is so voluntary, then why is the USDA using innocent kids to implement its pipe dream? He goes on and says, in the fall of 2005, Morgan County, Colorado Extension agent Marilyn Eisenach, or something like that, summoned a meeting of the fair board. There, the state veterinarian and the Colorado State University professors enrolled the virtues of NAIS. After hearing the presentations, the fair board members decided to require mandatory enrollment in USDA's ID scheme if a kid wanted to show at the Morgan County Fair. In the 2006 Morgan County Fair, 79 beef animals, 117 goats, 169 pigs, and 149 market lambs were identified with 15-digit individual ID numbers. The Colorado 4-H Livestock Task Force, composed of 15 to 20 extension agents, recommended that the state 4-H director, Dr. Jeff Goodwin, that Colorado 4-H encourages premises registration. So on March 28, 2007, Dr. Goodwin issued a directive to Colorado extension agents that all livestock project animals must have, a premises registration for participation in 4-H and FFA projects. An 8-page list of talking points was sent out to extension agents to help sell the policy. David Morris, a USDA veterinarian, said, showing a 4-H, showing in 4-H, is no different than a little league or joining the ballet company. If one doesn't accept the rules, one doesn't have to participate. Keep in mind that Congress has not mandated that NAIS and the USDA is on public record assuring livestock producers that the program remains voluntary. When Dr. Goodwin issued the directive, he assured the county agents that if they had stayed the course in 2 years, this will be a non-issue. Well, Lee says, quicker than you can say railroad job, the Colorado Coalition opposing mandatory 4-H premise registration was formed, and letters to the editors began appearing in newspapers all over Colorado. I will not teach my children to bow down to big government. I will no longer put money into a program that mandates to our children. It's not fair to our children, says Kimmy Lewis, 4-H mother and rancher from Kim, Colorado. We talked with Kim back in September, and believe it or not, she is still working to see that we no longer have to put up with NAIS as far as 4-H is concerned. And we have with us today Kimmy Lewis from Kim, Colorado. Kim from Kimmy, how are you?
Good morning, Derry. I'm good. Thank you. It's beautiful out here in Colorado, except the wind's blowing.
Well, hey, it's beautiful here, I think, pretty much across the Midwest right now. But we can use a few raindrops. That wouldn't hurt anything.
Yeah, that's true. Moisture's always accepted.
Okay, where do we stand as of today? Because earlier this week, did you get to listen to my show that I did just this week about how the state fair has backed down on this thing?
Yeah, I missed it, Derry, just because lightning hit the house here not long ago, and it's knocked my audio out of my computer.
Oh, my goodness.
And I cannot listen to any of them. But I missed it, but yes, October 1 has came and passed, and that October 1 deadline that Jeff Goodwin was talking about and that beef task force set forth that deadline for all 4-H kids and FFA kids in Colorado that they have to have a premise registration, that mandate is no longer in place.
Right, they backed down on that.
Yes, they did, and they came forth with an updated primary care form, which they already had a similar form anyway within their counties of children that raise livestock projects. On the form in bold, it still asks for your NAIS registration number, but of course they put optional there. But basically, kids that don't believe in signing people up with a premise registration, whether it's their neighbor or their grandpa or their parents, they can now be in 4-H and FFA for another year. We're going to keep a watchful eye on Jeff Goodwin and company there, but we're claiming a small victory here with the coalition in Colorado.
Yeah, I think it's a victory, but I'm like you. I'm going to call it a small victory because I have a copy here of the of this new animal care and housing farm.
Yes,
I've not really. I've not really gone over it in detail.
Uh-huh.
However, I did not find, just skimming through it, the word premises anywhere in there. Did you?
No. They're trying some new tactics, and everyone is just real concerned. So here with the coalition in Colorado, we are going to do some new things, and we're, like I said, we're going to keep a watchful eye, Derry, but one of the things that people can do, especially whenever the parents get ready to sign that, is to add a few more words down there by their signature stating that none of my contact information may be entered into any database of any kind without my informed consent and knowledge of who, when, and what parties access the database and personal information.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Our Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we have returned, visiting today with Kimmy Lewis. She is a 4-H mother in Colorado and very instrumental in actually getting this coalition started to try to stop NAIS, particularly with 4-H youth, but it needs to be stopped, period, Kimberly. Kimmy, you said the coalition is going to do some new things. What are you going to do?
We're going to have a subcommittee be formed to where some of these 4-H moms and dads and FFA parents can go forth and come forward with their own form. If there needs to be some type of housing form at the county level on file, they're going to submit their own form in what they think should be on the form. We've all been looking over this primary care and housing form with a fine-tooth comb, and we feel like that there sure could be a better form. It's kind of interesting, Jeff Goodwin, after they released that mandate and took it away, his comment was to the news media that he had gone across Colorado and visited with the people in order to find out that they really didn't need that mandate on these 4-H and FFA kids, which is just a joke and another one of their tales, because we forced him to listen to us. I mean, it wasn't an easy deal, but we've put power back to the people here in Colorado. And people all over were complaining about it. All the coalition did was organize them and put them back in charge.
You know, I really believe that the NAIS people have shot themselves in the foot. And this could have been the best thing that happened, is what happens at the State Fair in Colorado.
Yes, it was just an unbelievable story there, where there were those 12 young people that they told they couldn't sell at the fair unless they had an NAIS premise registration number. And so they strong-armed 10 of them into going ahead and signing up. And if I were there with my children, it wouldn't have taken me 5 minutes to load those steers and head home. But the two young girls that would not bow down to them and did not get a premise registration number for the area where they house their animals, basically, we need to congratulate them, because they just wouldn't do it. One young girl houses her steers out at her grandparents' place, and she says, you know, Grandma and Grandpa don't want it, and I'm not going to make them have one just because that's where I raise my steers. So.
And I noticed in this new report they have here, this primary care report, they talk about housed. They talk about location. They've certainly backed away from the word premises, have they not?
Yes, they have, because they, in a lot of the information coming from Jeff Goodwin and the CSU Extension, they keep trying to separate the premises registration from NAIS. In fact, in the in some of the information, that 8-page article that you mentioned, He kind of tries to convince people that the premise registration number has nothing to do really with NAIS.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, Kimmy, just before the commercial break, I believe you said that Jeff Goodwin, who heads up 4-H there at the Colorado State University, said that the premise number had nothing to do with NAIS?
Yes, he's gone around stating that the premise, signing up your premises, has nothing to do with the NAIS or animal ID. It's just signing up your premises so they know where the animal is housed.
Can you believe that?
Well,
I mean, we obviously don't, we know that that's not true, but I mean, can you believe he's saying that?
Well, he's also the same man that told the kids in 4-H at Lincoln County that that if they couldn't get their premises signed up, if the people where they were housing them to sign them up anyway. So he's pretty well been a loose cannon all along.
Wonder how much, did you ever check to see how much the Colorado Extension Service got out of that deal in finances?
We keep getting conflicting information. There was a FOIA done by Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, and I've got some numbers here, but it conflicts with the next set of numbers that they gave us, so I don't really know.
Well, what were your sets of numbers, just for fun?
Well, we're showing that $2 million has come into Colorado for the last 2 years, just to the Colorado Department of Ag. But as far as when it gets down to the extension office, for example, here in the southeast corner, an extension agent here got around $25,000 just to go out and sign people up.
In the south, and that's just in your...
Just in my area. He was one of the extension agents that got $25,000 just to...
Now, did that go directly to the agent, do you know?
Well, no one really knows. We've questioned what's happened to that money, and incidentally, here, the letters to the editor, some of the ones that we've put in the different papers here, the only person that wrote back in favor of this premise registration requirement for 4-H was he himself, the extension agent who got that money.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, which I would think that I'd be a little bit afraid to, maybe he doesn't realize we have that information, but at one of the meetings that the coalition was at, that we were asked to come and visit about it, because they thought we were no threat to them at the beginning, but as the time went on, they realized there was a whole slew of people that were really against this thing, and it was quite concerning to them.
You see, the most people don't know what's going on. This is a sad thing. Now, they're having, I hope Ray Cuneo gives me a call here in a minute. He said he would.
Uh-huh.
You know Ray, I'm sure, do you not?
I do not.
Well, okay, Ray Cuneo has been very, very outspoken on this thing. He's been one of the best individuals that we've had as far as working on this, him and two, three or four other people here in Missouri, and they've traveled literally all over the Midwest and even further. I think Ray went all the way out to South Dakota one time to help the local people there get this thing stopped in their area. But anyway, he's going to a trail ride. We have this Eminence Trail Ride. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but it's there'll be... There could be thousands of people there at this thing.
Uh-huh.
If they have one in the spring and one in the fall at Eminence, Missouri. And he's going to get these horse people together and explain to them what's going on. You see, the horse people, they're definitely mentioned in this. And I got a kick out of some of the information that comes out from the 4-H. They talk about livestock and horses. Aren't horses livestock?
Yes, they are.
It makes it look like they're two different...
Well, that's because they're targeting the horse people. Horse people, see, in Colorado at the state fair, Derry, the horse people didn't have to have that requirement. Of course, they don't go to slaughter, you know, like the beef and the pigs and the sheep. But horses were exempt from all of that mandate at the Colorado State Fair this past year.
Well, you know why.
Yeah.
Because horse people get pretty upset over nothing anyway.
And there's a lot of them. But I'm looking on the computer right here, Derry, and it's showing the synopsis of the grant project here in Colorado. And there was a total of $150,000 awarded to 15 different applicants for some of these grants, or what we call bribes from the coalition.
Right.
We've just decided they're bribes. They're really not grants. And some of that, of course, Colorado Cattlemen's Association, Colorado Farm Bureau, they all reached in there and got their money. And I see here where Lee Pitts, I think, called it that they're selling their membership list for money. They're cashing
right.
it in for money, and that's kind of the way it is.
Well, the Angus Association has done that also.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you bought a bull, and I heard this the other day on the radio, even if you bought a bull and your name's on there in some way or form with Angus Association, you're going to get a form to sign you up. But this is the kicker right here. In this highlight of this synopsis here, Derry, it shows that 107% increase of premise registration happens during the period of the grant. In other words, when they throw this money out there, they feel like they're really getting people signed up. So you know what they're going to do? They're just going to keep throwing more money at it. And I believe over $100 million has already been used by our government for this whole procedure of animal ID.
I don't doubt it at all. Well, we know how many states are involved, and we know you said Colorado's gotten 2 million, Missouri's gotten approximately that in the last, since this all came about.
Yes.
Let's take another break. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include a potload of 8-weight steers. They're fancy Angus consigned by Holston Farms. They've been MFA processed. And here's a 200-head string of vaccinated and weaned 5-weights from Fastline Farms. Windstorm Farms will be in with a 90-head string of fancy black and black baldy calves weighing in the fives. Now, most of these offerings have been through a vaccination program. Many of the lots have been white-tagged and weaned. Other consigners include David Stevenson, Mike Patterson, Steve Couch, Colin Laverne Becker, Howard Bennett, Pete Miller, and Dewey Mason. Now, that's for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday. That's this coming Monday, October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who asks, if Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy her friends?
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Kimmy Lewis. She's been working with the coalition. What's the name of your coalition there, Kimmy?
The Colorado Coalition Against Mandatory Premise Registration of 4-H and FFA, and it's a long title, but that's our goal, was to stop the mandate issued out by CSU Extension in the state of Colorado to make these kids sign up premises for animal ID.
Okay, I look back at what we talked about on September the 7th, and I had their a website, C-O-L-O-I-C-A. Is that you?
Yes, that's the Colorado Independent Cattle Growers, and we were one of the groups, just one of them, that was on the coalition, and it's C-O-L-O-I-C-A.com.
Okay. That's the way people can get a hold of you.
Yes, they can get a hold of us, and they can also get more information about the state fair deal that happened and also about what the coalition has been doing.
Okay, we have Ray Cuneo with us. He just called in, or we just called him, or somehow. One or the other had to have taken place. And Ray has been very, very outspoken concerning NAIS. And Ray, Kimmy wasn't, she's not familiar with what you did, you and your group did here in the state of Missouri. Why don't you bring our listeners as well as Kimmy up to date on the legislation that almost got passed and why it didn't? Can you do that in a matter of 60 seconds?
Well, we'll try, Derek.
No, I'm kidding you on the 60 seconds.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, listen, of course, we've been, we had meetings last year, 15 of them across the state, out of state, and all in an effort to try to educate the public and our legislators here in the state of Missouri. And we started out in January of 07, which the legislative session started. And let's see, memory serves me correct. I think we got three bills, anti-NAIS bills, introduced into the state legislature, two of them into the House, I mean, and two of them into the Senate. And long story short, we worked them through and went through a lot of hearings and what have you, and got down to the end of the legislative session. I believe it was the 18th of May, the week before, and we had passed prior to that through the House, I believe it was 137-10, our legislation, and we got it through prior to that. We got it through the Senate side. Believe it was 30-3, and it was exactly the legislation almost that we wanted. The important thing was that the legislation read that it would prevent any, keyword, any animal ID, national animal ID, that is, national animal ID in the state of Missouri from, it would prevent the Missouri Department of Ag from implementing any. So we got it down. We worked it through after it went through both houses. We worked it through the conference committee, and it passed there, I believe, 7-3 in conference. And in the last week, it was headed, actually the last 3 days of the session, it was headed to back to the House floor. And one individual who was chairman of the House Ag Policy Committee.
And worked for the Farm Bureau.
Yeah, was closely tied. And at any rate, he held the trump card for our opposition and his side, and he refused, which under House rules he was able to do. He was able to not bring it to the floor, literally on the last day, so it ran out after passing overwhelmingly, I mean more than overwhelmingly, in both the House and the Senate. So we're getting ready. We're holding more meetings. In fact, we've got another one, a big one, coming up Monday night at the nationally known Eminence Trail Ride. That came up rather short notice. Some of our people got that put together. We've got another big one, as Derry knows and GB knows, coming up in Chillicothe on the 13th of December.
By the way, we might mention that Chillicothe meeting. GB will be there.
Good.
But that's in the hometown of the Farm Bureau member that wouldn't allow the vote to take place.
Well, absolutely. And we're going to invite our Representative John Quinn to be there. We'd love to have him come and have his say in a public format as to why he did what he did. But
you think he'll show up? I say, do you think he'll show up at the meeting?
I have my doubts, but
well, let's hope he does. I hope he does. You know, one of the greatest meetings we had, and one of the few that I actually attended myself, but I was on the program with you that night when it had to do with this, wasn't NAIS, was it? It was this water thing.
Oh,
that was held down at Owensville.
Yeah, that was back a couple years ago.
Right.
The water well. They called it the water well deal.
Right. They were going to put meters on water wells.
Right.
And we had politicians there that had actually backed, that they had supported the bill.
Yeah.
And they showed up at the meeting, and it was almost hysterically funny, was it not?
Well, it was because, I mean, they showed up and said, you know, we had we supported the bill, or we didn't read the bill, but but we supported it. But,
there was people there ready to tar and feather that guy.
Well, that's right. And it so happens he's my representative, and I don't want to beat up on him too bad, because he has really been a great supporter in our fight on the National Animal ID.
Maybe he started reading bills since that night.
Well, we suggested that. But I got to tell you, it's an experience. If you've never been up and tried to lobby for an effort like we did here in the state legislature or any state legislature, and certainly Congress, everybody needs to go through the process. Go up there and spend 25 or 30 days, walk the halls for 12 or 14 hours, and go through the highs and lows. It's quite an experience. But what we're going to do this year, we're getting ready here. We're holding more meetings. We haven't had as many as we would have liked or did last year, but we've got a few of them that are beginning to develop now. And we're going to get ready for the 1st of December, I believe, is going to be the pre-filing period here in the state of Missouri for introduction of state legislation. So we've already got some very willing and great supporters in the House and the Senate here in Missouri to sponsor legislation. So we're going to have a go at it again, and we told them we were going to. So we'll kick that off in December and be ready to go after the legislation hopefully when the session opens up in January.
Kimmy, the good part of the bill that Ray and his group wrote and got passed, got it passed, like Ray said, the House voted 137 to 10, the Senate voted 30 to 3, so you see it was a landslide. And the bill said absolutely zilch, no, none, NAIS. So many of these states have passed legislation that says, well, voluntary is all right. And voluntary, that lets their foot in the door.
And that is one thing we wanted to sidestep because, Kimmy, as you know, in the federal, in USDA's documents, they continue to say that you must have state they want state enabling legislation. And we felt like that by going for any, we would stop any. But if we let the other side say, look, we can support voluntary, then we would be giving them, meaning the State Department of Ag and the USDA, the legislative authority, the enabling legislation to at least proceed on a voluntary state at the state level on a voluntary basis. So we were very cautious about, we said, hey, it's either our language or nothing as far as the word any. Now, we did move forward. We did do some work at the direction of the House Ag Committee. Both sides were locked in a room for a couple of days to beat out some issues like how do we export cattle out of the state of Missouri if it's required that the buyer, let's say in Kansas or Colorado or wherever it might be, wants a national animal ID premise number. And, of course, we put language in there saying, look, you can go to USDA and get that, but you can't come to Missouri Department of Ag. We had other issues like the state of Missouri can still participate in tagging animals for brucellosis, et cetera, because that was one of the big arguments the other side had was that they said, look, if we stop any animal ID identification in Missouri, you're going to stop the brucellosis and all these other current animal tracking or disease tracking and issues. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we did here in Missouri. It just really unfortunate, and this is hard for people to understand. It's really difficult for people to understand here, and I'm sure across the country, how you can have one house of a legislature vote 137 to 10 representing the people. You got the Senate 30 to 3 or 2, whatever it was, and then you got one man that can stop all that legislation.
Yeah, but he's a Farm Bureau member. He has the power. Hey, stay tuned. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
As I mentioned earlier, our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Ray, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Kimmy, you're still with me, I know. I probably sound a little harsh on Farm Bureau. But let me give you a little background on some of this. Because we know that the Department of Agriculture has paid out hundreds of thousands, millions, I should say, perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars to different organizations, and this is our tax money that they're doing this with. They've paid out all these millions and millions of dollars. Missouri Farmers Association, the MFA, got some of it. Missouri Cattlemen Growers Association got some of it. As Ray said earlier, they're all right there with their hand out. They can't wait to get a hold of this money. And this is why, do you think Farm Bureau and MFA and these other organizations, Ray, would have backed this thing if they hadn't have been paid?
Well, I don't know how much, who got paid what. But
well, no, we don't.
No, but I do believe that there's a lot of... I guess you would say benefits that they see to be derived from this, either directly or indirectly, whether it's direct payments from the government or whether they see like opportunities to
sell a product or something.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole lot of things, different interests. And I would tell you, all the money people have an interest in seeing this thing happen. I mean, that's pretty clear. Just look at the players on the National Animal Institute of Agriculture, NIAA. You've got three Farm Bureau state commodity livestock director sat on that that executive committee. So, you know, Farm Bureau, MFA, the cattlemen, all of them have an interest, in my opinion, of promoting this thing. And exactly where they're going to go with it or how much you're going to get out of it, I don't know. That remains to be seen. But there's a lot of money going to be made by some people in this thing.
Let me tell you what happened when I was just a little kid. And this is why I am so set against this money thing. But, you know, where people are taking bribes. I like money. I mean, hey, I love money. But to take a bribe, I would never do it. And back in World War II days, my grandfather was mayor of California, Missouri. Now, it might have been following World War II. I can't give you the year. I was a little guy. And we were going to blacktop the streets in California, and we lived on a gravel street. Howard Street was gravel back in those back in those days. And I listened to this conversation where a particular asphalt company, and cars were hard to get. You couldn't buy a new car. I mean, they just didn't exist. And this company offered my grandfather a car if they got the bid on this blacktop. And boy, he just almost literally threw that guy off of our front porch. People don't have those morals anymore. And our organizations that accept this money, as far as I'm concerned, are evil people. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold jumped over 1% Thursday as the dollar fell back to historic lows. Gold closed in New York up $7.70 to $737.10. Vietnam is planning to cut its purchases of U.S. Treasuries and other dollar bonds, raising fears that Asian central banks may soon join the flight from U.S. assets. Separately, Qatar announced that it will cut dollar holdings from 99% to 40%. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Span Buildings, Lou speaking.
Hey, Lou, Derry Brownfield here.
Hey, Derry, good to hear from you. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a friend that wants to know how to store his hay and his equipment, so I thought, well, I'll give Lou a call.
Well, listen, he's got great timing, because right now I have some great buys that can save thousands of dollars if he's got some flexibility. But call now, because there's limited inventory.
Now, will this building get here before winter?
You bet. Ice storms like last year caused millions in damages. You don't have to worry about that with our Quonset-style steel span buildings. They endure everything.
Well, I've never seen one of your buildings either burn up, blow down, or collapse.
And you won't. You know, the quality of a steel span building far exceeds any farm application, especially pole barns. This weekend, I'll be at the Farm Fest in Springfield, Missouri, and we'll be making great deals on these buildings. But you must be ready to do business. Come by and see me through Sunday, or just call me at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Hey, thank you, Lou. And we are in the home stretch. But anyway, back to these people that take bribes. To me, it's a low class of individuals that do that, Ray. We can say whatever we want to, but it's wrong.
Well, I think it's important to point out that, you know, all of the proponents that we've talked about, the Cattlemen, Farm Bureau, like here in the state of Missouri, Farm Bureau and others, I think it's significant. They can say, look, we're not part of this. We're just trying to be neutral, or we were for voluntary. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at the cooperative working agreement between USDA and, in the case of the state of Missouri, and other states and other cooperative working agreements, there is a committee that is in charge that's listed in that cooperative working agreement and it lists all of those folks that are in charge of promoting premise registration. And all of the folks that we just talked about are listed on there. They're listed in the actual document of the cooperative working agreement. Now, I've challenged a lot of some of the folks that are on that list, and they say, well, we're just trying to help out or whatever. But the fact of the matter is they're there. They're trying to promote this thing. And that's where, to me, it's hypocritical, because if it's truly voluntary, why are they out there trying to encourage everybody to and has actually signed up with USDA and the Missouri Department of Ag or other departments of Ag to promote this if, in fact, they're neutral?
Hey, fellas, you're right. And this is Kimmy again, and I'm going to tell you, here in Colorado, the Colorado Farm Bureau got a little over $30,000, and the Colorado Cattlemen's Association sold their members out for a little over $8,000. But just follow the money. That's what G.B. Oliver always told me. Just follow the money, and you'll find out how corrupt those groups are.
Now, you know for a fact that Colorado Farm Bureau got $30,000
out of this. Yeah, it was $33,700. I don't know the exact numbers, but it actually came out in their Farm Bureau news. And then when we tried to get those groups to help us to stop this mandate with 4-H and FFA, of course, it's just like Mr. Cuneo says, they just wanted to stay neutral because they would tell you that it's a health issue or some kind of thing like that. But they had already taken the money. So if you want to find out where groups are, you just follow the money. Then you get one of these FOIA requests, and you find out exactly how much and who all they are.
But they actually publicized this in their own Farm Bureau publication.
It came out, last year. Mm-hmm. But it is really tough to get the rest of those documents. In fact, since the FOIA request was made by Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, it has been even tougher here in Colorado to get information as to exactly how much money these different groups and things have taken. But they have to provide that, fellas. I mean, that's just part of it. And you just got to stay after them until you find out.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Kimmy, today was this animal care and housing farm.
Yeah.
And we've talked about everything except that. But that thing, if you read it, it looks like it was written by PETA.
Yeah, and here we are talking about just a bunch of 4-H and FFA kids. In fact, we since this mandate has been taken away here in Colorado, we've received quite a few emails here to the coalition. See, I was the lady that started the very first phone call to set up these coalition calls, but John Reed was actually our chairman and did a very, very good job. But I've been getting emails back, and one of them is that they said that they're sure glad that they don't have to worry about the 4-H terrorists anymore, that they're, you know, not worried about them, these kids being cruel to animals or being terrorists here to the public.
Yeah, it doesn't mention terrorists, does it? But it does talk about being cruel to the animals. And
Oh, yes. All of that is on there.
Word terrorist?
Well, no, not terrorist.
Yeah.
It's all about worrying about the animal. You know, they're worried about the animal. They've got all kinds of excuses here in Colorado. We've just about heard it all, Derry. I remember reading Mr. Cuneo about you guys in Missouri, and you should get your my phone number, Mr. Cuneo, from Derry, because I've got some more insight as to what I think happened to your bill.
And we are out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet.